Allegro WIPR 91.3 FM presents Reflections, hosted by Jorge Gonzalez, a fresh new way to look at events with our well-being in mind.
Well, welcome to Reflections, your host Jorge Gonzalez. Hope you've had a good day if it's Thursday, and wish you a good day. It's Good Friday if it's the repeat program on Friday. It is a special week, as we all know. Of course, some people consider it special because they have a lot of days off and they're off to the beaches and vacation, etc. Some kind of combine leisure time with spiritual endeavors, and we all have our personal values this week to deal with. So whatever it is that has you happy, I hope you're doing what you think is important for you. This morning, I was doing yoga in the rooftop of our condominium, and the most spectacular, complete, perfect rainbow that I have ever seen was right there. I mean, right there. My condominium is just behind San Patricio Plaza. And this rainbow, one, you could see where it started and where it ended, or, you know, both sides, let's say. And they were both within what we call San Patricio Village. One was really close to the McDonald's arches, the fast food, kind of ironic, or, you know, that a metaphor. And the other one was more or less where the Walgreens parking area is. So relatively compact, completely perfect, beautiful colors, and both you could see the colors going right into the ground. It was just something to behold. I ran down to grab my cellular phone at the apartment to go back up. And sometimes these rainbows are fleeting. I was worried it was would you know disappear or at least delete its value, the color value. But lo and behold, it was still there, relatively as strong as I had seen it, and was able to take a video, which I then sent to the family of the, you know, San Patricio, we call it Gonzalez, Juicy family, or chat. And I sent it to Wilnelia Merced, my guest last week on the program, with her book, Wilnelia en Dos Mundos, and because there was a couple of paragraphs on the importance of rainbow in their life, and when her husband Bruce Forsyth passed away, there was a rainbow, which she was very touched by. So I sent her that, you know, said this rainbow reminded me of you and Bruce, and she immediately answered, you know, thank you for thinking of me. So I also put it on Facebook. It was a great way to start the day, although I've had a couple of tough calls after that. It's probably going to be a tough day. I'm recording this program on Wednesday around 1, so I'll be saying a couple of more words on Iran, which I covered a few weeks ago. But before going any further, I want to sort of reiterate where you can reach me with any texts or calls. That's 939-333-1010. And as I said, you can have a web page now, Reflections by Jorge Gonzalez. You can access past programs, recent past programs, and get more information on the program, our vision and what we're after and all. So I want to kind of reiterate that every once in a while. Okay, and then this week, a little bit of the spiritual, because I was reflecting on this acronym, which I have really liked and I keep on thinking about and and analyzing by a neurobiologist based on SHIELD, S-H-I-E-L-D. And then I put little brackets and it would add an S, but not sure it's necessary. But I want to sort of reflect on that acronym and some of the things that are happening, especially with respect to what that entails as compared to the other aspect of well-being, which is living our personal values, because the SHIELD is more towards the physical, but yet as I did the analysis, it does have the personal values attached to it or required of it. But beyond that, in order to really holistically deal with our well-being, it combines these particular attributes of the acronym with the personal values. I also want to sort of comments on and within it some of the things that happened in the sporting world recently, and then reflect on violence, which is so prevalent and really shocking throughout Puerto Rico and throughout the world, and a little bit more on Iran. So let's get started with reflections on SHIELD, which stands for S is for sleep, H is for handling stress, I is for interaction, E is for exercise, L is for learning, D is for diet. And as I said, I put a bracket on the S is for the spiritual, but it's a bracket which may not be necessary as we go through these different letters and what they stand for and my reflections on the importance of each one of them, especially as they relate to the important thing of values, which as you know, my definition of well-being or happiness is living our personal values with a sense of self-satisfaction and peace. And so let's kind of reflect on these things, and especially with Holy Week here before us, I think, you know, that kind of deep reflection is necessary. So sleep, it kind of starts, you know, the acronym, and I think it's really the most important, because without good sleep, and each one of us, some of them get away with 5.5 hours, even less. I've talked to people who thrive on 4 and 3.5 hours, and they say, you know, they don't suffer from it at all. Some need 8 or 9. My wife is more in that area. I'm kind of good with 7, more or less. But sleep is not only to rest your body and your mind, but there's a whole process of regeneration in your mind that is critical. The different stages of sleep allow you to get rid of toxins in your brain, and more importantly, it organizes your thought process. So, you know, this term that we use, "let me sleep on it." It's beyond resting. It's beyond, you know, waking up and feeling rested to sort of continue to grapple with a solution or with a problem. From what I've read, it also involves cognitive, almost like a computer, clearing out some of the things that are ambiguous and irrelevant and focusing on what's important. So it's a combination of rest and a combination of the factors that happen while you're sleeping. So without that done consistently, you know, good sleep day after day, and when you're not able to completely take care of it, some of us now we're retired have a little bit more flexibility. You can take a nice nap but a real nap. I mean, you know, yes. For example, my pneumologist that told me that when I go to take that nap to use my CPAP, because I suffer from some sleep apnea, and so to use my CPAP so that the that the rest is really, really profound and really restful. But the consistency of that is really critical for our well-being, to feel, you know, good about ourselves and to have our mental faculties at the right levels when we get up. You've read and you know just getting a nice cool room and dark room and try not to do things that are mentally upsetting before you go to bed and all. What I have found recently very effective is to do breathing exercises that I learned in a retreat back last year, in May of last year, The Art of Living, a retreat in Boone, North Carolina, and then to do meditation, finish the breathing exercises, was about 10 and 15 minutes, and then another 5 or 6 minutes of meditation, of just going through my body and relaxing it, very mindfulness on it. And I just, when I finally hit the bed and I make sure I have everything already under control, so I'm not, you know, definitely not opening any my mobiles, any emails or any texts or anything, and just immediately going to bed, I have found that to be very, very helpful. Just a suggestion, and all. That's my reflections on sleep. And of course, when you have your personal values with a sense of self-satisfaction and peace, the chances that you can sleep well are higher. If you're not living your personal values, you're suffering from guilty and second thoughts about what you did and all. It's harder to get to sleep. So here you see that the values and the physical aspects kind of combine, and that's something that I've been reflecting on. This acronym has gained importance. The handling stress, and one of the things I was thinking, if you use SH, so stress handling, but anyway, H stands for, according to the author of this acronym, for handling stress, and that's of course another very personal item. Some of us kind of thrive on quite a bit of stressful activities, and probably more than we should, and others have to take it a lot easier, and I can handle very little. And consciously, in that regard. So, I think, you know, we all know that some stress is not only necessary, but because there's a whole bunch of things you don't control, but that it's good for you to feel that when you're in either a theater, you know, acting, or a musician, or a lawyer in a court case, or what have you, preparing for this radio program. There's always stress, but you use it to your advantage, and making sure you're not always on the flight and fear aspect of dealing stress. What I found, so talking to my son a few weeks ago. I read this, and I think for me it's the most critical thing. I think the area of stress where you have the most adverse consequences are those areas where you really don't have control. These affect you personally, and you don't have control of the matter. This happens when, you know, a boss is making decisions that affect you, and you don't really have much say about what those decisions are, And when you get in these situations where you're under somebody else's control, I think that's the worst kind of stress, because the combination of how much it affects you and how little you have to control, it can be really bad. And there, frankly, when it gets to certain points, you just have to separate yourself from that kind of a stressful situation. I think that's the kind of stress that hurts you physically and mentally the most. The next one is interactive, and with respect to that, some people, you could put it interpersonal. We have talked often on how our interpersonal relationships is the most important aspect of our well-being, and that, you know, the study of over and over again have shown that those who have good interpersonal relationships, family and friends, and don't suffer from loneliness and isolation, are the ones who tend to be happier, to be feeling better with their lives. And what I sort of reflected on, that this is interacting with people and family and with attracting with friends, this isn't something you just say, okay, I'm going to have good interpersonal relationships. This is something that has to be developed by you carefully. It in order to have those kind of relationships, you have to develop these important values that tie you to your family members and to your friends, and it's a lifelong process, somewhat similar to the comments on stress. There are some interpersonal relationships that have to be cut off, have to be controlled, and we have to be careful on those. And so again, it ties, you know, the need to have this physical relationship, emotional relationships are so tied to the personal values and what's important for you. And again, that balance is really critical. We've run out of time in the first segment. So when we come back after the break, we'll go into the next one, which is exercise. This is Jorge Gonzalez, Reflections.